David had been anointed king of Israel by the prophet Samuel when he was a young boy, only to wait until he was 30 to finally sit on the throne of the kingdom of Israel. Haven't we all experienced excruciating times of waiting for God to answer our prayers? But the wait isn't idle time. The waiting period is our opportunity to be active and alive and growing, which is why it is so important that we persevere. As Isaiah 40:31 reminds us, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God's promise about the waiting time is as big a part of His plan as the actual moment when God's promise comes true. I doubt we are ever the same person when the promise is fulfilled that we were when the promise was made. Although the landscape is bleak and the land is parched and dry, an amazing thing happens the higher you climb in Engedi. Life begins to bloom all around you. Wildlife bounds effortlessly on the heights, and suddenly, unexpectedly, streams and waterfalls of living water appear as if from nowhere. The most famous of these waterfalls is the extraordinary David's Waterfall. You catch your breath when you come upon it, and you can easily imagine how David and his men were overjoyed and praised God when their parched tongues tasted the water flowing from it, and their weary, sun-scorched bodies stood beneath its blessed refreshment. You will never read the Psalms the same way after experiencing Engedi. The realization of God's unfailing love and faithfulness overwhelms you, and you weep tears of gratitude and praise. Ray explained that the Judean mountains are made of limestone, so they are porous in nature, not rock solid like granite or marble. There, directly north, some 17 miles from here, lies the town of Bethlehem. It's conceivable that the rain that fell in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago in the time of Jesus is the very water falling over us here in Engedi right now. Imagine waiting 2,000 years for living water. There have been times in my life, I confess, when I felt as if I was waiting that long for God's promises to be filled. Yet His timing is always perfect. Come to Engedi.